It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillips baseball early tonight, 6:30, first pitch. So we'll get to leading off in about a half an hour. Joining us now, what a treat to hear our friend Brandon Graham on with us on WIP. BG, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How's the retirement home treating you? I mean, just retirement.
Hey, I feel like what we just listened to. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good right now, man. I'm actually feeling good. Looking forward to seeing some Eagles football this year, man. And just being a fan, man. Just watching these boys put it together like I know they will. Because, I mean, as you know, man, they're in good hands. I keep saying it. They in good, great hands. Nick Sirianni being the leader of it, and the other leaders that they got in there that's going to emerge this year, like a Jordan Mulata, you're going to see him pick it up even more. I mean, Lane already going to be who he going to be. And, you know, I can't wait to see Nolan step into that defensive role. Him and Zach together, N'Kobe Dean, man, you name it. Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, man, we got the guys. Just got to go, got to put it together, you know, one day at a time like we always do.
Well, man, listen, you have always been a great leader by example, but also a vocal leader. And Nolan has talked about how much you've poured into him and helping him get through some early struggles that helped him reach success last year. Just want to get some quick thoughts on him. But also, Jalix Hunt, another young guy who I'm sure you mentored last year and poured into. What do you expect to see from these young guys coming up this season?
Well, what I expect to see them putting in the work one day at a time, because they seen me put it in every day, keep that chip on my shoulder, even for practice. They might not talk as much as me, but what you show with your actions is speaking so much more than just that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to seeing them take their next step with confidence, you know, what they learned from last year winning it all and trying to repeat and see how hard it is on the repeat, because you can't worry about what we did last year, because it's a whole new team. Even though we got similar guys, but we got to have that similar what's that message? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we got to come up with a new message for what's this team going to be, because, man, you got to get these boys believing in your dream. And they got to first see you do it in order for you to be able to echo it and talk about it, you know, with others. If they don't see you doing it, it's going to be hard to kind of preaching to them about, you know, what we do here. And so I hope that they can do that, both of them, you know, by how they work. And, man, and all the vocal stuff will come as they continue to keep getting better.
Now, you're one of the few guys that won a Super Bowl the first time around. Repeating as champion, what type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talked to a lot up at the facility, is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still – you know, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that's taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl and doing whatever, but don't let that be more than what got you to this place, and that's ball. Like, going out there and balling, going out there and putting in the work. Don't think it's just going to happen again because, you know, you the Eagles and y'all got a similar team. But it's like, no, y'all all got to have the same offseason, same hunger, and make sure that you come ready to play and don't just live off what you did last year. Let's do something great. Let's go on our three-peat run. And so I think it's just taking the offseason serious like they was before, and not being complacent and thinking things going to just happen because of who we were last year and since we got a similar team.
BG, I think it's interesting that it's difficult for a team to get back and win the Super Bowl after they won the Super Bowl, but it's also difficult to get back to the Super Bowl after they lost the Super Bowl. And you've been through both of those things, an offseason after you lost the Super Bowl and an offseason after you won the Super Bowl. What did you think was more difficult for you and for other players, the season after winning it or the season after losing it?
I think the season after winning it is real easy because it put that chip on your shoulder again, especially if you have a GM like we got where he just kept adding to the guys, and then we didn't lose too many. And this is rare, too. When you usually win, you usually lose a lot. We lost a lot on defense, not crazy amount, but about five guys. But I think we got some guys to replace them, but they still have to prove themselves. But I think it's harder when you win and trying to get everybody refocused again. And that's the hardest thing you come across, because when we lost, man, that junk burned. Because that was my best year I'd have had as a pro, getting double-digit sacks. And so I had that chip on my shoulder even more, because I tasted it again and I came up short. And so I think that the hardest part is winning it and coming back after you win, because now you got to get everybody refocused and come up with a new message for the year that everybody can believe in. That's the team that we are, and that's what we've shown. And so this is the message that kind of pops up, and hopefully that message is a great message. Which I know it will be with Coach Sirianni. But I think it's harder when you win it and having to come back and repeat, because you got to get it refocused.
So on Thursday, you're going to be at the Chesapeake Inn. We were there a couple weeks ago. What great place, from 6 to 9. And people can take pictures. Man. People can take pictures with you and your jersey and cleats from the Super Bowl. And then they're going to take those and cut them up and put them into cards that people can get. You can find out more at spectorsportsart.com. But when you're, first of all, Chesapeake Inn is awesome. It's a good place for you to choose to do that.
Man, it's really good. Really good.
What is the thing that people ask you the most when you meet people at things like this? Is it, are you coming back? Is it like, what is the number one thing that people ask you the most?
Man, that's funny you say that, because that was just a question that was just asked at a golf outing I was just at today. Actually, right after I got done at 4:30, I've been waiting on this call to see what's going on. I was at the Philly Cricket, and they asked me that about a couple times. Like, hey, man, if the Eagles really needed you, it's like, I say, I hope they don't need me, because them boys are in great hands. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you got to stay healthy in this game. And so that's the biggest thing that helped us this year, was staying healthy. And if them boys can do that again and stay healthy, man, I don't see them. I don't see too many problems, other than they just got to have the right attitude, all of them. But I think, I know they will. But it's just about staying healthy in this game.
How do you feel physically? Like, you didn't have to go through OTAs. You didn't have to go through none of that. Like, how is your body?
Man, my body is feeling really good. Still feel like you always feel like you got something in the tank until you get out there and you're like, oh, that day is over with. I'm honestly feeling really good, because I'm working out every day like I'm still playing, because that's just been my schedule. But I'm just working to look good, and that's my biggest thing now, is making sure my gut don't get big, and make sure that everything that people betting against me, that I'm going to go the other way, the big way. I want to let them know, hey, not so fast, my friend.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice, B. So this is your first year of being retired, so this is going to be the first training camp that you haven't gone to since what? I don't know, eighth grade, ninth grade, right? Like, you've been in training camp every year since high school through college. I would, if you can, take you and your lovely family, your beautiful wife, your beautiful kids, you might want to get away that week somewhere. Like, that way you can have something to take your mind away from everybody being in training camp, and that's what you're used to doing. Just so that it sort of allows you to, I guess, not feel like you're not at training camp. You're going to feel that a little bit anyway, but if you're doing something else, it may not feel as awkward to you with your first training camp. I remember my first one, man. I was thinking about still going to training camp, and I'm like, hold on, I don't play for anybody anymore, man. I don't have a team to go to training camp with. So you might need something to keep you occupied.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm feeling it now. Just even if it's getting close, it's like, dang, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're starting to hear these boys revving up.
Yep.
Oh, man, here it is. But it sting a little bit for sure. But I'm ready to deal with those feelings. And that's what I'm more excited about. Because when I lost my locker out of 15 years and I finally, like, got my new norm of what it feels like now, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. All right, I'm past that part now. And once I get to the new norm of this, I feel good. Once I get to games and then once it becomes a part of life, then I know I've been moved on. But, man, I know this first year I'm really trying to just enjoy myself while still dealing with those feelings when they do come up and being honest about it, you know? Yeah.
So, BG, one final question for you here, because you've always had a great attitude and, like, you're a hard worker, all those things. And I don't know if you know, but we have a thing going on at the radio station in that Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera, and you know them both, have like an athletic challenge. Five different things that they're, I know. So it's five different things they're competing against each other with. And yesterday they did golf, and DeCamera, in the upset of the century, beat Jack. Yes. And so Jack's already down 1-0. The next thing is baseball. But Jack kept saying that he felt, and I know you know what this feels like, having all of Philadelphia, you know, counting on you. Jack said that he felt the pressure of everyone, you know, counting on him and what it would be like if
very
he lost.
Very comparable situations.
Yes. Yep. So I was wondering if you could give Jack any sort of advice about dealing with the pressure of you know, failing.
The
weight of expectations. What could you tell him to make sure that he is locked in the next competition?
Hey, well, what I could tell him is, hey, yeah, well, show them players some grace when you're talking stuff about them. When you say, oh, the pressure, you're crazy. Oh, yeah. No, for real, though. But, you know what? It's all in your mind. You got to really, like, talk to yourself in a positive way. You got to flush it and move on. That's the biggest thing. You got to let it go. Next play. Because, honestly, it is. Like, that's the only thing you can control is the next competition. So, hey, you lost this one. Hey, shake it off. It's the next one that counts. It's you only as good as your last play, and that's what we always talk about. You only as good as like your last year, how you was. Because as you know, football is not for long. NFL and Mr. Lurie ain't gonna sign you if you ain't have a good year the year before.
So what I took from that, BG, that sounded like, well, Fritz, the next time you want to be critical of Jalen Hurts,
whoa,
you ought to think about the pressure he's under, and when he succeeds, give him more credit.
I need to be more like Jalen next time out.
Yes, because it is an art to talk to yourself in a positive way, even in the negative, because you believe in yourself that much. Mm-hmm. But it takes practice and the work every day that you don't see, that people just, oh, man, he is not this, he ain't that, he terrible, whatever the takes are. It's like, yeah, no, now you feeling the heat. I don't want to hear all that crap that you said. No, get suck it up and get ready for your next competition.
Yeah,
that's what they do with us. Get yourself right, big boy.
BG, great to hear your
perfect
voice,
answer.
Man.
Perfect answer, man. Appreciate it, brother.
It's fun though, man. I gotta give them this stuff. I gotta get on them because, man, when they be talking real good until they in that position. And that's what we always talk about as athletes. We say, man, we should host something where they should do something for be an athlete for a day and let's see how they take some of the coaching that goes. They be in their mind, boy, they be ready to commit something. For real, some of these coaches be on their butt, boy, be in their head, in their dreams.
All right, BG. Thank you, brother. It was always good to hear your voice.
Always, man.
Nah, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
There he is, Brandon Graham. You can see BG Thursday. I can't believe July 3rd is Thursday already, by the way.
Yeah, last day of June today.
6 to 9 p.m., Chesapeake Inn. You can take a picture with BG. And they get his very last jersey, very last cleats. And then afterwards, they get cut up and turned into trading cards. You can get more info on all that at SpectreSportsArt.com. That is SpectreSportsArt.com. All right. You have the you have the advice from BG now.
That was good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my problem is like when things aren't going bad, I say, you idiot. Like, well, you're screwing up out here. Yeah. I'm not a good positive reinforcement guy.
You know what you need to do? After you throw strikes and get Joe out all 10 times, you got to sit, you got to come onto the radio right afterwards with us and go, is that what y'all wanted to see?
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More like Jalen.
More like Jalen. Yeah. Yep.
Who would have thought?
I couldn't help it.
Yeah. Oh, that's all that was. Yeah.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window, get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 18 months of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Ah, Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
Oh, it's a golfer.
What's going on, baby?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
I just called in. Obviously, you know that it's difficult to call in during the golf season. But this is my area of expertise. You know, Fritzy got shafted, unfortunately.
Oh, did he?
Or what happened?
So when the ball went in the hazard, Ike, and you're the caddy.
Yes.
was there a red spray painted line where
there was
he
not?
Entered?
There was not. No.
Okay. So either it should have been red, or the golf course just needs to do a better job of marking the golf course.
I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about. And yes, there probably should have been a red painted.
Of where it's
yes,
like out of bounds.
Out of bounds, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be
or
out of bounds.
Or hazard. Hazard.
Hazard, yeah.
Hazard.
So, so the thing I said up top about us doing the golf clubs from the edge of the hazard, that's what it should have been, not from where the ball was.
Yeah, so, and Spike, I love that you're in the golf now, so let me educate.
That was a shocking pull by Spike. Like a shocking
pull.
Well,
I was just thinking about it. I came over to Rod, and I was like, I think Jack got screwed yesterday. Anyway, go ahead, Louie.
Now, this just shows you how smart you are, Spike, which is pretty incredible. And that should have been painted red, and he would have entered the hazard on the other side. So when you take an unplayable, and Ike had it right, is either you drop on the other side, because when Fritz picked it up, he can go back as far as he wants.
Right.
He can go on the other side of the golf course.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you can always replay your shot. That's what Vince said. Yeah. So he could have replayed a shot from the original spot if he wanted to.
So he could have, instead of making eight, he could have made six just by taking the ball out and playing from a shot that he could have, even if it was 200 yards away.
Right. He could have just backed it up.
But his caddy didn't know.
I knew somehow I was going to get blamed for this.
Dude, this is crushing. This is crushing.
You might be right about that. That's probably the caddy's fault right there.
And listen, I take blame because I wasn't out there, okay?
You should have been.
Yeah, we should have had you out there, yes.
Yeah, it's on me. But listen, life is like golf, okay? You hit a bad shot, but you come back the next day and you could make up for what you did the previous day. So we still have three or four more events to go.
Yep.
Jack, get your head in the game and go do this thing. Look, he's got a beer belly, and he looks like he's 70 years old, and he's 48. Like, come on, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, he looks terrible.
He does look terrible.
DeCamera looks terrible.
Well, he just tweeted he's in the gym.
See, you have
to
stop this.
I know.
You have
to
stop
this. Can I just talk Bills real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're only three games back of being in the best team in baseball.
Yep.
I know.
I don't feel like it.
I listen all the time. Okay. You guys know I can't call in during the golf season.
Yep.
Right.
Just guys, said that.
The Philly season's like up and Jack's up and down round. They're down. Now they're back. Now they're leading. Now they just lost in a playoff. Like, guys, wait until the All-Star break to have everybody at least healthy. Okay. Nobody's going to be taking steroids. We're not going to have anybody off the team, okay? And we're going to see what we're made of. So everybody just relax, just like Jack's going to
Should we come back in 2 weeks then?
I feel fine about the Phils. I don't know. The Giglio was talking all day how he doesn't have any fun watching them. I feel mostly fine about
it. It's a baseball season.
Right? Yeah.
And you should.
Yeah.
So, Jack, get your head in the game. Fellas, I love you. I'll see you on the golf course.
All right, Louie. Thank you, man. Louie. What a revelation this is today.
Right.
That
should we go replay the 10th?
Well, look, ultimately,
the camera would want to go replay the 10th.
If this happened to him,
he would definitely be talking about replay the 10th.
But ultimately, it's on us.
It is.
It's on us.
It is.
But when you do think you can play it anywhere from before it was.
And he had told us that.
Yes.
Didn't he tell us that on the different holes?
He said you can always hit it from where you hit it from. What Louis's telling us is you can hit it from anywhere behind where you are.
Yes.
So we could have gone back. You could have
back
50 yards if you wanted to.
They could have went back to the original spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah. And we would have lost a stroke, but you know.
Well, we lost a stroke anyway.
I know. And didn't move it to an advantage
position.
We lost
eight more strokes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least.
I stopped playing, frankly. Yeah. Let's reach like 12. I was like.
Oh, man. Now I'm mad at myself.
This part's crushing.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing that.
This part's crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we could have just gone back.
You could have, think about that. Now, it's a negative, but I also want you to get in your head. Wait a minute.
I was right there.
Yeah.
You know, round could have easily.
You came back from 3-0?
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. Three out of the last four.
Yeah.
That's stupid putt he made. The 5-foot putt.
But you were down 3-0.
Yeah.
Or you're down 3-1.
I
was down 3-1.
He was down 3-1 with that putt.
3-1.
That putt happened.
Right.
Yeah. So I won three out of the last four holes to tie it.
Yeah.
And then a rules snafu.
Yeah. But again, if I knew the rules, then I should have known to just say, let's go back and
that's
hit
why
it
you
from
didn't
the
get
set.
A tip.
Yes, probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably right. Also got clarification. The tip was offered.
Really?
He declined it.
Oh, come on. Don't put that out there.
I gotta be fair. I gotta be fair. He told me. So, yeah. He offered it. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're Joe, you gotta say, no.
Yeah,
it's like paying for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to pay for dinner and somebody offers them, you gotta say, no, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, so I still
play. It never seems to happen when I'm out.
No, no.
Yeah, no. I don't ever hear anybody say, I got it. You might say it.
I would do it.
Yeah. But I don't ever hear anybody else say it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. 215-592-9494. We do have, so we were talking about what Bryce said earlier. He did clarify his statements.
Oh, wow.
Which is a good clarification.
It is a good clarification.
Or did somebody go back and tell him?
Well, I probably heard us talking about how we're putting him 6 feet under, and he was like, no, what I really meant was this.
Well, the quote was bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a smile either. It was like almost deadpan.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that. Also get you ready for the Phils with Leading Off coming up next. This is not the WIP Afternoon Show. That's right, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get you to Leading Off in a moment, but I can't miss an opportunity to get one of Jack's biggest fans on before we do. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fritzy, baby. How does it feel to belt out that Creed right there? Because I was singing. I hope you were as loud as I was.
Baby. We didn't get one word out of Jack during that Creed song.
Yeah, it's got something the whole time. What are you talking about?
I didn't hear you.
Well, I always put my mic down because I said I'm too loud. So, but I was there.
Spike, how wet was that ball yesterday? I swear, I'm not coming at you anymore, Spritz, dude. Come on, man. You had a rough day yesterday, dude. It happens, man. It happens. He got the best of you. But the real reason I called up, too, because I knew it was a touchy day, but I saw that little weasel on the WIP Facebook page, and he was explaining about what you guys were just talking about. Like I was going to say, you guys should have brought it back.
Yeah.
Should have flat terrain and probably would have been speaking. But I think it's a fugazi round because nobody cares who's winning at halftime. You guys didn't play a full game. You guys played 9 holes. It should be 18 holes.
Well, I also think they should have walked. I also, but, you know,
right,
like.
That's going too much. So, listen, are you ready for this one? I got a little story for you, Spritz. I'll just put a smile on your face. I shot my worst round of golf this weekend. I played at a goat ranch, Spike. I know you don't know what that means, but it's a trash course.
Okay.
I went out. It was cheap. I got paired up with 3 people that they just learned how to play golf. The guy that's in my cart, Spritz, I'm telling you the God honest truth. I told all my friends, the dude had Tourette's.
Sounds like a fun guy to play with.
I know.
How do you play golf with a guy who has Tourette's?
I played it off, but the guy had Tourette's, and I ended up shooting a 116 at Neshaminy Valley.
116.
That's pretty bad.
Wow.
It was bad, dude. Yeah. I had my first birdie putt. He was having ticks all day, dude, and I was leaning back because I was in the passenger side. And I'm seeing if this guy's messing with me or if he's serious. He was 100% serious, and he was having ticks all day. So, listen, Spritz, I went out. That was on Saturday. I went out Sunday, and I had a great round at Lulu's. So, he called you on an off day. He ain't going to be able to touch you at the plate. I say the first 3 pitches, you walk the first batter with 3 high cheese balls.
No. Everybody, we get it. All right,
everyone wants me to throw it to camera.
We can't. You don't have.
At least it seems like they're in your corner.
Yeah, that's good. But we don't have.
There's not much wiggle room. It's 2 walk. Yes. I mean, it's 2 times on base.
Yes. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which is a bigger disappointment in the last year, the Phillies losing to the Mets or Fritz losing to the camera? Fritz won that one.
Yeah.
52%.
What about our cooking with grease?
Well, that's 89.9 to 10.1. And one guy said he wanted the name and address of everyone who voted for cooking with grease so he could. Doug in Newtown Square, you're on WIP. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, Doug?
So I'm going to say I'm a Foxhole guy. So obviously this morning I've been on the road for work all day. I'm just getting in the next like 5 minutes. So I got to say 2 things, guys. Well, let's be super positive. Like Fritzy needs positivity. Like the rest of the week, like after today, let's get through it. Everything's positive. I coach a lot of sports. So the only time I'm ever really hard on anybody is when they either give up, they quit, or they're feeling bad for themselves. So I'm going to say, Fritz, dude, don't feel bad for yourself. Yeah. On to the next thing. That's what's good about sports. You got another play. You got another, you know, thing. And then if you break it down, you're going to beat him in running. You're going to beat him in baseball. I don't see him beating you in basketball. So, like, let's go. Tennis, you know, flip a coin. I don't know how that'll shake out. But, dude, like, keep it positive, man. You're going to be fine. And then you got to also, I always tell my kids that I coach, to visualize what you want, the championship, a trophy, a medal, whatever. So think about it. You guys are going to be there on the last event. You know, cold beers are going to be going, and you're going to be singing One Last Breath.
Yeah, there we go.
I like it.
And that's it, dude. Like, think about it. That's what's going to happen. So keep visualizing that. Keep it positive. Dude, you got it, dude. All right? I was sick of it all day today, hearing everybody rag on you. And I wanted to call in to those guys. Stick up for my boy, but I couldn't get through. So I'm on there now. Positivity, dude. Visualize, and you got it.
All right, Doug.
Appreciate it, Doug.
That's a good call, Dan.
There you go.
We're not doing the text line today because we have leading off, but the text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Leading off. Here we go. Leading off, sponsored by Nissan. Nissan makes cars a thrill. Shop NissanUSA.com. It is Phils and Padres, 3 games, 1-3 tonight. Matt Waldron goes for the Padres versus Zach Wheeler. Phils are -235 favorites, with the over-under being at 8.5. Don't know anything about...
-235?
Yes,
-235. I was going to say, I didn't know anything about Matt Waldron, but that seems like a pretty strong favorite.
Yeah, I mean, he's... just a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
-235 is pretty big
strong,
number.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Padres are bad. I mean, they're 45-38.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So, we mentioned earlier, Bryce Harper had a quote that made it sound like his wrist was not doing well. And the reason that he came back is because it wasn't going to do any better. This per Lachlan March. She said, seen some discussion about Bryce's standstill comment. He clarified this later in the scrum. It's been kind of at a standstill of the last few days of feeling good. So hopefully it stays there. So he clarifies that he meant that it was feeling good.
Right.
Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I watched it. He didn't look like he was like, yeah, it feels great. So whatever. I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying I understand why the misunderstanding came in there. Player to Count On is sponsored by Barlow Buick GMC in Woodbury, New Jersey. Honest pricing, dedicated service every day. I'm doing it for the bit. Max Kepler.
Kepi?
Yeah, why not?
You know. Did he get booed tonight?
No, for what?
I don't know if anybody knows about it well enough.
He's in first place. We're booing players. We're in first place.
Well, Kepler's annoying.
Well, I get it. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah. But they don't need to be booed. They just want a series.
Yeah.
They don't need to be booed.
All right, fair enough.
Just asking questions.
Yeah, just asking questions.
Put that out there.
I was curious if anyone's going to boo him tonight. I might have booed if I was there.
Somebody may do it. We just don't need to see a rain of boos coming down.
That won't happen. Yeah, that won't happen. He's got to handle the pressure better. That's my official comment.
You going with Kep?
He's got to hit better. Yeah, I'm going Kepler.
All right. No, I'm going to go Stoddy.
Stoddy?
Yeah, I'm going Stoddy tonight.
Started the rally yesterday?
Yep.
I'll go Marshy.
Okay, Marshy.
Bottom of the lineup.
Yes, we're all at the bottom of the lineup.
What's Marsh hitting since he came back?
I mean, pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like you look up every night, he's got at least a base hit.
Yeah. He's been good.
Yeah.
Just when you start thinking he's an everyday player.
Right.
Yeah.
He does every time.
He does it both ways. As soon as you're out, he brings you back in. As soon as you're in, he kicks you back out.
The Phillies probably feel the same way.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. It's difficult.
Yeah, I think. So I wonder if Marsh, if Kepler keeps struggling. Does Marsh take over left field? And then, but Rojas, by the way, is slugging percentage in the last month, 288.
I mean, oh, that sounds good. Is that not a good number? A good slugging percentage number, 288?
I think his on-base percentage is higher than his slugging percentage.
Oh, that's not good either.
Yeah,
almost seems impossible.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. But maybe that's where we see the, because I think Crawford's coming up this week.
All right. Well, yeah. There you go.
So we'll see.
What's he going to do?
He's going to play center field. And they'll send Rojas back down. And they'll have Martian left.
There you go.
Maybe.
Is Crawford righty or lefty?
Lefty.
So another lefty.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of Rojas, who's a righty, who's the right-handed bat?
There's no right-handed bat.
No.
Your boy.
Sosa?
I'm Boehm.
Oh, no.
We're talking the bottom of the lineup in the outfield. Come on, Spike. You don't even take a shot
now. I meant down to the bottom of the lineup.
Okay.
We know he's back in cleanup.
Yeah. That's great.
Scoops Caney joins us next for a report from Citizens Bank Park. This is Leading Off on 94 WIP.